Joining me on the line is David Shapiro from Sasfin Wealth to take us through the day's market performance. David, how did the markets do?
Well, brilliantly. Up 2.3%. I haven't seen this kind of move in a long time, but I do have a short memory, so it might have happened not too long ago, mm-hmm. but it's a big, big gain. And Tash, there were three things that drove the market today. First of all, our growth numbers for the fourth quarter surprised on the upside, big turnaround in agriculture. And then, starting in Asia this morning, the news or what appears to be a diplomatic breakthrough between North and South Korea that could lead to the denuclearization of North Korea also had a very positive effect on markets, particularly in Asia. Mm-hmm. And then market beginning to discount that President Trump's proposed tariff increases on steel and aluminium might not happen. So a lot of discussion that these proposals facing very, very opposition within his own party, within the country, and also without outside of the country. So it's still a very fluid situation. No one knows what's going to happen. But I think put those three together, we had very strong markets. And it started in, as I've mentioned, started in Asia this morning and spread through to our mining markets in a big way. Kumba up 6%. That's, you know, they would benefit from scrapping of those tariff increases. It is still pregnant with dividend, Kumba. It's still got a 15 rand dividend that you'll get. You know, today was the last day, so I think that's over now. But Assore up, Anglo's very strong, also helped by some good diamond sales. Billiton very strong, Harmony leading, gold and platinum's up about 4.25%. So miners were the best performing sector. And then, of course, Tencent was up about 3%. That lifted Naspers about 4.25%. So with Naspers' heavy, influence on the index, that underpins some big gains there. The other big story is that we're getting the inclusion of an exclusion of a number of stocks in the top 40. Mm. Truworths, Imperial, Fashini going to be included. They were all up very strongly. Truworths and Imperial up 6%, Fashini up 5%. And for the love of me, I can't remember the fourth stock that's going to be included. But the property stocks, you know, Fortress, Resilient, I think Into falling out. And then also Tiger Brands recovered after yesterday's scare, Listeriosis scare. That share was up 2.5%. A couple of laggards, Aspen down 2%, Bidcorp declining 1.25% as well. So, you know, a lot of gains on the industrial market. And the financials, wages for First Rand's results, a little disappointing. Weak growth there, weak loan growth, I think, keeping the results down there. And also the bank complaining or mentioning that, both consumer and investment growth down there. That's because of the health of the economy. So they were up 1%. I mean, that's a good gain, but I think relative to what we saw in the rest of the market, Nedbank about up 4% and Discovery up about 3.5% with some of the better leaders. I can't go without mentioning Sasfin. We produced a trading statement that shocked me. Interim headline earnings could be down as much as 45%. And that's mainly because of one very heavy loss, you know, on the banking side. It's a one-off, but still has a big impact. So those shares were down about 8 or 9%. So no fresh bread for me tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the one thing you didn't mention, GDP numbers came out today. Were you surprised by the figure?
Oh, I think the market was surprised, mainly because of the turnaround in agriculture. You know, we were looking for, I thought, 2% or a little over that, but it was significantly higher than that. And, you know, it lifts our overall growth in 2017 to what's about 1.5%, which is well above where the market was expecting. So good numbers. And I think, I suppose we have to look at whether agriculture can continue this and, you know, whether mining or whether we're going to get similar kind of gains this year. I know it was we were coming from a very low base. So market, I think, pricing in probably a 1.5% gain this year. I know that that's what Nenny said. The finance minister Nenny said 1.5%. So, but the market liked it, of course. To see the gain like this, and also I think the rand benefited from that. It's around about 11.75. Remember, yesterday I think we opened up at about 12. So there's been a big turnaround in the rand as well on these forecasts.
That's David Shapiro from Sasfin.